This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Later this month, the NASCAR Racing Series begins at the Daytona Speedway in Florida. NASCAR officials say some 75 million Americans are fans of auto racing.
Last week, NASCAR drivers and their crews gathered in Las Vegas for a final test of cars before the season begins. And we sent Day to Day's Steve Proffitt to the track to meet a NASCAR driver. Here's Steve, who, as it turns out, has something of a personal connection with racing.
When I was a kid, my grandfather had a lawnmower shop in Amarillo, Texas, and when the go-kart craze hit, my grandfather started building go-karts, and I started racing them when I was about 9 or 10. I thought maybe I'd grow up to be a racer, but then when I was 12, my grandfather, who liked to race the go-karts too, got in a terrible wreck and broke his back, and that was the end of racing in my family. So here I was, many years later, at a racetrack, the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. It's clear and crispy, the kind of day track announcers like to describe as a great one for racing. Only there's no track announcer here today, but scores of drivers and their crews are. Each crew has a pair of automobiles, and it's the last chance they'll have to tweak and tinker with them before the big time racing series kicks off back in Daytona on February 19th.
You studying?
Yeah.
What are you studying?
I just lap times, just seeing how we're stacking up compared to our teammates and what some of the other cars here are doing.
Inside a nicely tricked out trailer, NASCAR driver Greg Biffle is poring over numbers printed out, spreadsheet style, showing the times and speeds he and other drivers are recording today.
Just trying to look at these sheets, see where we stack up.
If you didn't know that he won 6 races last year on NASCAR's premier racing circuit, you'd think Greg Biffle was just a regular guy in his 30s. Even in his racing suit, there's something unremarkable about him. And then there's his nickname. They call him the Biff. While he checks the numbers in the gentle hum of the trailer, his crew is in a bay a few yards away making a systematic series of changes to his 2 vehicles and lots of noise.
You know, one car's doing one thing, one car's doing the other, so you try to make them meet in the middle and get a good race package.
That's Doug Richard, crew chief for Greg Biffle's team, which is sponsored by the National Guard. His mechanics are carefully measuring the toe of each tire, hooking up laptops to the engines and revving them up. Richard's a veteran. He says the whole process of preparing for a race has become increasingly complex over the years.
There's a lot more things to adjust now, I think, than what we had back then. And the reason we have more things to adjust is because the whole racing community has got so much smarter that every little area of the car, you have to be spot on, let's say, when you get to the track.
NASCAR and stock car racing in general traces its roots back to the southeastern U.S., where in the 20s and 30s, bootleggers started hot-rodding cars so they could outrun law enforcement. Greg Biffle's early exposure to racing in the 80s was not unlike my own a generation before. We were fascinated by anything that ran on gasoline, and that fascination was a family thing.
My dad and I built a street stock car. I was always into cars, working on cars, street cars, and, you know, we decided that we wanted to do that. We wanted to build a car, and that's what we did.
Biffle's first car was a mid-70s Ford Torino. Maybe, he admits, the worst possible choice for a stock car racer, but they were Ford people, says Biffle.
You know, I still remember working on that car in the garage. And I think we paid $300 for it, or $250 or something, and away we went, you know, tore the interior out of it and did all kinds of things, and off racing we were.
Greg Biffle worked his way up from the oval tracks of his native Washington state and onto the national NASCAR truck racing circuit. He moved up to the intermediate tour called the Busch Cup Series, and in 2003 began racing in NASCAR's major league, the Nextel Cup. NASCAR president Mike Helton offers a simple compliment about Greg Biffle. Helton says quite simply, he's a driver.
If you grow up wanting to be a first baseman, then and you have talent, you're going to end up being a good first baseman. Well, Greg grew up wanting to be a driver, and he has the talent to back it up, and he's a driver.
the kind of driver Mike Helton is counting on to help NASCAR court fans as it continues to expand into big markets like New York, Seattle, and Los Angeles, where it has to compete with what Helton calls stick and ball sports, meaning baseball, basketball, and football. He says NASCAR fans represent a great demographic for advertisers. They have above-average incomes, they're tech-savvy, and, Helton claims, fully 40% are women.
I'm Gillian Zucker, and I'm the president of the California Speedway.
Biffle will race there at the end of the month. The track is just outside Los Angeles. And Gillian Zucker says he's just the kind of regular guy that can make NASCAR attractive to an urban audience. She also hopes to pull them in with a new trackside eatery. It's a Wolfgang Puck restaurant.
So we're pretty excited about the fact that we're bringing kind of a new and unique and very Southern California celebrity chef to the racetrack.
Back at the Las Vegas Speedway, the roar of jets taking off from Nellis Air Force Base competes with the combustion engines on the track. The base is just across the road from the raceway. Apparently, it's a breeding ground for NASCAR fanatics.
Oh, this is awesome, man. You don't get no better than this.
Staff Sergeant Pierre Brandt is from South Carolina and a huge racing fan. He's spending some off-duty time at the track, taking pictures, just hanging around.
So you're in heaven?
Yeah, this is it right here. I could get a job sweeping this parking lot, I'd be straight.
NASCAR hopes the enthusiasm of fans like Sergeant Brandt will infect others who didn't grow up with racing. And drivers like Greg Biffle know that just being good behind the wheel is no longer enough in the new NASCAR. They have to be on, even when they're off the track.
You know, I try and be somewhat of a personality, but at the same time, I'm pretty kind of halfway conservative and, you know, kind of keep to myself a little bit, I guess you'd say, but I just like to drive. That's what I like to do.
Greg Biffle. He'll be driving later this month in the classic 500-mile race in Daytona Beach, Florida. Steve Proffitt, NPR News.